I'm Dorianne Wheel. Welcome to Thrive with Dr. D.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Thrive with Dr. D. Today we're going to talk about something that is beginning to creep into the minds and hearts, actually, of many of us as the holiday season draws near. It's a bit of a crazy time with a very, very uncertain and unsettling and stressful year. And what does that do to our planning of a holiday? Well, first of all, for many, many people, it might be the first time in ages, probably since last year, the whole year, where there could be an opportunity, maybe an opportunity, to be with family who you haven't seen for a long time. And even that is uncertain. And so while people are really, really looking forward to that and knowing that this is going to be like a celebration, there is also sometimes a certain amount of trepidation that comes with it. It's a sort of a mixed bag, really. There's the longing, the looking forward to, and then there's this feeling sometimes of forced gaiety, that it has to be amazing, that we've got to make it work in a way we've never made it work before, because perhaps of the time and the duration that has happened in between. And so people get a little bit anxious of, look, we always have good holidays, but how are we going to sort of negotiate at this time where we don't appear that if we want a little bit of our space or some time with our own nuclear family, it might be interpreted wrongly, like you don't want to spend every single minute with me. That's the one area that we will discuss. The other area is that if you're not going to be able to travel or to have a holiday or to go where you would like or usually go, what happens at this time is that the downside of what you've been going through becomes very, very focused and highlighted. So you look around you or you have memories like anniversary reactions of good times, of different times, and the people that you see are planning their holiday and you not. Or it could be that there's been a huge amount that's happened to you this year in terms of various losses. Some people have experienced real losses of loved ones, and other people have experienced losses of different kinds. Losses of money, loss of job, which is going to make the usual kind of break that we take for granted a lot more difficult for many people. And so what happens is that traditionally over the holiday season, people who are depressed already see the dichotomy between themselves and other people as getting bigger and bigger. And it could stimulate the fact that there's a chasm between them and there's a focus on feeling different and of feeling not in control. Over this period, there have been times where people, if they've been planning on not going forward or perhaps even have suicide ideation, we know that the numbers of suicides unfortunately rise during this time. So how can we prevent this kind of comparison of difference or even this kind of self-acknowledgement of that you're in a space that you don't want to be and make the holiday season a little bit more comfortable and a little bit more joyful? Well, of course, I think the first thing to say is that awareness is the first step to change. So if you are aware that it's not going to be in exactly the same way, then one can sit down and say, how can we make this as productive and as happy and as connecting, especially as connecting and joyful as we possibly can? And in order to do that, we might need to have a few important and courageous conversations. First of all, of course, there are the logistics and the dates. How are we going to meet? Where are we going to be? And then more than that, the harder kind of conversations is we need to talk about how much time we're going to plan to spend with each other. Are we going to make it that there's going to be some time to regroup with ourselves and with our own family? Or how do we want to negotiate this so that it works out as best as possible? One of the most important conversations is, do you have anything in advance of the holiday that you're worried about or concerned about or need to talk about, or maybe even difficult to talk about, that we should confront and deal with, not confront in a bad way, but we should clear and deal with beforehand now to make it the kind of time that we look forward to and not that we become more and more and more anxious about. Of course, that's incredibly important. So to have those kind of conversations first. Sometimes you also have to talk about money. If you're going to be in a group where a few of you are together, it's quite important, especially when people have been stretched and stressed financially, how that's going to work, who is going to pay for what, are you going to do it collectively or individually. And so I think that the best tip that I can say is to think about it in advance. What would you like to be in place to look forward to this break and to make it work for you and your family in the best possible way? And on the other hand, what are some of the real obstacles and stresses that you might be concerned about? A lot of it is this kind of feeling of, oh my goodness, we haven't seen you before. We have to be happy all the time. We've got to be in a good mood all the time. We have to be out all the time. We have to laugh all the time. We've got to be together all the time. We have to have these amazing family gatherings every single meal. And then something that is joyful becomes something that is stressful. So my wish for you and my tip for you is that you have a really wonderful break. Sit down, become aware of what you're feeling like. Try and deal with some of that in advance and have courageous conversations with your family if you're going to be with them before. It is quite a stressful time. And if you're one of the people who are not going to be able to take advantage of the holiday break and you have to look around and remember past Christmases where you may have been happy or you welcomed in the new year, I think everybody is welcoming in the new year. It's been a tough, a stressful and a real compromised year for a lot of people. So to welcome in the new year and to say, you know what, this is a new year, it's 2021 now. We are saying goodbye to 2020. We're going to look forward. We're going to really make this one work with the restrictions that we have in the best possible way. But moving forward with seeing a new kind of optimism and seeing a new kind of way of celebrating what we've learned, gratitude that we feel about connection, awareness of the importance of what we have, which we used to take for granted before, and especially a different priority shift in terms of not sweating the small stuff that used to be so important before, but celebrating the things that really count as we enter into 2021 after this very difficult year that most of us have been through. So let's have the conversations. Let's talk about it. Look within yourself. Reach out to people who care about you. If you need help, certainly get it. There is a lot of a need for that going around. And plan your holiday so that it's calm and happy and productive.
I'm Dorianne Wheel. Thanks for listening to Thrive with Dr. D, a Jackpod podcast.